biggest story today comes out of r/ClaudeAI, and it's a major blow to Anthropic's reputation. The community is furious over the announcement that Claude is rolling out mandatory identity verification using Persona, a vendor backed by Peter Thiel. Users view this as an overwhelming privacy violation and political alignment issue, leading to massive backlash in the comment section. Many are declaring they have canceled their subscriptions and are actively seeking alternatives, notably citing open-source options or even Chinese models like DeepSeek and GLM. The overall sentiment is that this move has severely damaged user trust. In more positive news, r/ClaudeAI also reported a major tease for a new model. Sonnet 5 was spotted internally, with potential release next week. This adds to an incredibly busy patch of time for the AI industry, as users anticipate competing releases like GPT-5, 6, and Gemini 3, 5 Pro. The general vibe in that thread is one of cautious excitement mixed with anxiety over expected price hikes, and whether this new version will actually leapfrog its predecessors significantly. Shifting gears to advanced prompting techniques within r/ClaudeAI, a useful discussion emerged around custom code instructions for Claude. While the original rules could make the model overly obedient, the consensus advice was to make these instructions more bounded. The key takeaway here is that you want your AI to act less like a mindless note taker and more like a truly thoughtful pair programmer. It should only challenge you when the alternative avoids serious risk or prevents significant wasted work, rather than just criticizing minor stylistic choices. Over on r/GeminiAI, the conversation highlights continued inconsistency with the newest Flash 3.5 model. Users are reporting that while Google pushes these updates, there are frequent complaints about stability, bad memory retention, and general performance dips compared to earlier versions or competitor models like Claude Opus. One notable point was that when dealing with highly complex tasks like reading long PDFs, users found a noticeable difference in reliability between the major competitors. Finally, checking out r/OpenAI, we have one very serious development regarding AI security. A post reported claiming that an advanced model like Mythos was able to breach nearly all of the NSA's classified systems within hours. While details are scattered across reports, this discussion raised profound concerns about how quickly highly capable generative models could neutralize current military and defense capabilities. It's a potent reminder of the escalating geopolitical concerns surrounding artificial intelligence.